And good afternoon. It is a rainy end to the work week and rain training into the area. Actually have had some reports of some freezing stuff in the northern mountains. So, already below freezing in a couple of places. And so sleet and maybe even some snow. But nothing to concern yourself with here in the central and southern mountains. Don't think it's going to be an issue, okay? It's just not going to get that cold. All of this precipitation is training in from the west. It's coming out of Tennessee and coming right across the top of us. And it's only going to be like 39 tonight, so there shouldn't be any issues. But it's already cold enough in the higher elevations of the northern mountains. And I'm talking about up around Boone and up in that section, up around the Tennessee line, that they may be getting some snow. It's radar indicated that they are getting some snow and some sleet mixed in with theirs. Right on the line is where it's occurring at, and then right up the spine of the Appalachians. As a matter of fact, it's a good possibility that up and around, well, as you go up the Shenandoah Valley, I'm looking here just to the east of Abington, Virginia, right through that section, looks like a pretty good sleet storm. And they've got winter weather advisories out up through that section. But unless you're traveling up 81, I don't think you got any issues tonight for our area. I don't believe you do. However, there are travel issues, and they're not related. Well, I'm not going to say they're not related to the weather, but it's certainly not the frozen kind of weather. We have a wreck on I-40. It is in the vicinity of the way station, 40 West. It has got traffic backed up all the way back to exit 44, which is there at Smoky Park Highway. And so that's a problem, all right? And so if you're heading westbound today, be prepared for delays. Friday afternoon, not unusual to have delays coming through this area, everybody going to Tennessee and the like. That's not, what did I say it was? It's on 40 West. And that's where the wreck is at. And then let me also mention, is that what we're talking about? Yeah. I'm stuck in traffic just before mile marker 75 westbound. 75. Where is 75 at? That's way on down the line somewhere there. And so anyway, I'll try to look up that up and see where 75's at. It's not familiar to me. And is that down around Old Fort? There's been a wreck down around that section, but it doesn't show that I've got traffic too bad backed up. So again, I see it. All right, it has been between Old Fort and West Marion, and really no explanation for it. It's where Crooked Creek comes under the interstate. That's as close as I can get to it. And it has got it. It looks like it's just about stopped. And I think that's probably where 75's at, but I don't know for sure. But I've got a wreck icon way up the road. I'm betting you that wreck icon is in the wrong place. I would think, because there's no traffic backup with it. So I'm thinking that the wreck is back down the road several miles. Maybe that's just where they reported it at. I don't know how that got mixed up. But anyway, that's an issue at the bottom of the mountain. And then we've also got an issue in the junction coming out of Asheville, coming off of 40, both merging onto I-26 eastbound. That's off the pace, a little slower than normal. The downtown is okay today. The bridge is slow, and of course that stoplight there at Sam's always got it backed up. That's a bad intersection, especially to turn I-26 through the middle of town. And then to keep postponing the new bridge and the new cut through and all the rest, that was just a bad, bad situation. It has put so much problems in the downtown of Asheville. Yeah, big time trouble. Let's look at westbound I-26. We're off the pace today from the Asheville Airport all the way to the Parkway. It's construction, true. Emergency lanes are closed, but also heavy traffic this afternoon on the westbound. So it's moving, but it's not moving very fast. Also backed up a little further on 280 right there around the airport than is typically seen. Probably not for a Friday, but anyway. 25A and 25 are both good. And no, not even any backups today at Mills Gap, which is a little bit unusual. you may start getting a little more traffic on 112. That is the bypass to get around the wreck on 40. So if you're coming up I-26, you would get off on 191, and you would go to the west or south, whichever it is, and then turn on 112, and it'd bring you out over at Inca, and then go down 23, and then pick up the I-40 there at the Candler exit, and that would be the way around that. It's about the only way to get around it here this afternoon. Okay, all right, let's look and see what else is going on. Ooh, what's happened there? All right, we got another big slowdown, and this is from 209, and that's right where the Pigeon River runs under there at Crabtree Road. That is backed up all the way back to the 74 split. No idea. I have no idea what that's about, but it is it's not just slow. It is stopped just about. So not sure what's going on there, and I don't know that mile marker as well. So issues. And Parker Paget Road in Old Fort. Yep, that's exactly where it would be. So, yeah, there's a wreck, I think, in front of you for those listening down that far down. Yeah, I think it's a wreck. It's not showing that it is, but there's a wreck showed to be at the foot of the mountain, and yet there's no traffic backed up. So I think that they got the icon in the wrong place. Okay. All right. Let's look toward Tennessee. Of course, raining. And by the way, if you're planning on traveling to, Gatlinburg, Sevierville, Pigeon Forge this weekend, remind you that the Smoky Mountain, that Foothills Parkway across there is closed. Yeah, it crosses over into Cosby, 339, I think it is. Yeah, you got to go around. Yes, that's kind of a shortcut. People that know that know the back way into Gatlinburg, you could go in that way and go 321 and go in. Well, that's the shortcut across the mountain. That's closed, and it looks like it's going to be closed until the 12th of March. And they are telling us, well, you know what? I guess that's what that is. Yeah. I didn't realize that was a state highway. I thought that was a Forest Service. Well, anyway, it's closed. You'd have to go all the way down to Wilton Springs at 321, or you'd have to get off and come through the country there at Bluffton. You can come that way. It's a windy road around Lindsay Gap Road. That will bring you back in above Cosby. And then you'd have to take Jones Cove Road and go in that way. It's how most people do it. Okay. There's several ways to get in there. There's no good way to get in there, but there's several back ways and back roads. We've tried about every one of them, and hey, all it takes is one leaf looker, and you're stuck. At least on the interstate, you can, keep your pace up. Boy, when you get on the secondaries, there's nowhere to go, is there? All right. I was mentioning, okay, we've got another wreck, and this one, man, we're playing bumper cars this afternoon. This is where the old Balsam Road there, where it comes back in, coming from Waynesville back into 74. This is going to be on the Great Smoky Mountains Expressway. And it looks like that it is on what would be considered 23 North, 74 East. And it's right there where you get off to go onto Old Balsam to go there out there, Hazelwood, right through that section. I'm showing there's two wrecks. And there may very well be, but that's on that again. That's going back toward the interstate. Yeah, we're playing bumper cars today. We got all kinds of problems. All right, what else is going on? Traffic's backed up at the casino. Yeah, about every Friday afternoon, people go spend everything, lose everything that they made this week, and the kids go hungry. Well, no, they don't. Government feeds kids, but anyway. You and I that don't gamble feed the kids, that fail assistance. So anyway, somebody get mad at me saying that. The everything else looks decent. Everything's off the pace today due to the weather, and it needs to be. It needs to be a little slower. Yeah, don't hurt a thing. Just to slow her down just a little bit, make sure your headlights are on. When we get to Spartanburg, they are they're not as bad as we are. They don't have as many wrecks as we do when you get to Greenville. They are off the pace, though, and slow from the BMW plant down to Pelham Road. And then also there is a wreck on Wade Hampton and it's north of 291. There's also a wreck in town, and it's on East Stone Avenue. There's a wreck on 123 out past Tabernacle, and it's right there near where 153 comes in, right there near that intersection in above Powdersville. Also, a slow spot between 291 and 276 on the northbound side of I-85. And then from Highway where 20, I thought that was 25. It says 20. Oh, 25 goes the on in. Okay, I got it. So where 20 crosses 85 from there, which is just back from the 25 intersection, from there southbound, we've got a wreck southbound I-85, and it has got traffic backed up all the way down past Powdersville and almost to the pilot truck stop there near Piedmont. So that whole section there is very slow on 85 south this afternoon. Okay. Northbound traffic, except with that exception right there in town at 291. Northbound looks good. The southbound's what's got problems today in Greenville. All right. Spartanburg, well, they're minding their own business. They're okay. Still 85 south is under construction there. And so that's a detour, I suppose. And so that's to be thought about, at least, as you make travel plans. All right. Quickly look again at the rain. We've got it coming in upon us here, and it continues to. And when I say train, I think you know what I'm talking about. Just train after, you know, if you're sitting in a red light at a crossing gate and car after car after car comes right by you, that's the idea about these showers. They're just one right behind the other, and it'll light up a little bit, and then another one comes right in behind it. And there's more to come, okay? And as a matter of fact, it is raining all the way across the deep south this afternoon. It is raining, as a matter of fact, well, I said that. It's raining on the northern part of the deep south. And so in Tennessee, the northern part of Alabama, the northern part of Mississippi, even over almost into Louisiana there, the top, a little bit of rain, and even a storm box or two popping up. It's coming toward us at, wow, it's moving on. 71 mile an hour. That must be just for that one storm. It is coming this direction. The bulk of the moisture is above us, but the system that's upon us is going to continue to generate moisture off the Gulf. It's going to keep the temperatures up, but it's going to keep that chance of rain all weekend. Maybe not so bad tomorrow. We're looking at 80% this afternoon, 39 degrees and 80% tonight, fog developing. For tomorrow, it's 30%, but there's still rain and cloudy and patchy fog. 65, though, it's going to be warm, warmer than now. We're at 40 right now. And then for Saturday night, still a 30% chance of rain, high of 52. For Sunday, the beginning of Share-a-thon, for that first service that we'll be airing, it will be 40% chance of rain with a high near 71. Sunday night, 80% chance. On Monday, 80%, decreasing to 40%. And then the closest to freezing that we've been in a while, about 33 on Monday night, and then it's going to clear off for Tuesday and be about 50 degrees. And that's Tuesday, then the rain moves back in, and we have a chance of rain Tuesday night, a chance of rain Wednesday, partly cloudy Wednesday night, mostly sunny Thursday, chance of rain Thursday night, and a chance of showers Friday. What about that? But that's what the Share-a-thon forecast looks like, yeah. All right, let me say, the 26th day of the month of February, it was sponsored last year during the Share-a-thon, and we appreciate very much Furman and Sandra Anders. They sponsored the day today in honor of their 57th wedding anniversary, and they want to say God has been so good to them. I saw Brother Furman, I believe it was yesterday, and appreciate these folks. God bless you. Thank you so much for standing with us. You say, well, how could I do that? Well, I'm going to give you that opportunity starting at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon until 6. We'll have the phones open. We've never done that before, but we've always had walk-ins because of the service. But because we're not going to be able to have any walk-ins, then we're going to open the phones instead. And that'll give us a little bit of a jump start for for Monday morning. You know, we talked about doing a lot of things. We talked about sending everybody a letter and see if they wanted to sponsor the same day. We talked about seeing if, you know, we wanted to start a week early and just take pledges. We talked about that. But I never could get any peace over any of that. I just never could. But we did decide that because people can't come to the service and so many people have their own church at 6, that we would we'll open the phones at 4 this coming Sunday afternoon for folks to start making pledges. Now, nothing will be read. That'll all happen Monday. Okay? All right. Thank you. So we're 2 days until Share-a-thon. Today is the last, of course, drive time, prayer time until Monday week. Until Monday week. Yeah. All right. So, it is, it's bittersweet. And it always is. It always is. It always is. I'll talk more about that in just a second. Let me answer some text. Can I do that? Okay, let me do this. Let me answer some text. And let me welcome Alaska, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Nevada, Colorado, Nebraska, South Carolina, Arkansas, Missouri, Bolivia, South America, California, Ontario, Canada, Minnesota, Texas, Mississippi, Massachusetts, Maryland. I think I said Alaska a while ago, didn't I? Yeah, Alaska. Wasilla is on with us today. So we're glad to see North America all lit up in a big old spot in South America. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. And glad to have you on board. As a matter of fact, we've got, I'm looking at the map in a distance, and sometimes I can't figure out if that's water or is that a country lit up that I'm looking at. So anyway, all right, well, we're glad to have all of you folks on board with us. Let me mention, if I can, that just let me do some text right quick. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton, and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right. And at the bottom of the mountain, wow. Okay, I know what you're saying. It's not temperature, it's exits. So 75 is old for it. Okay, gotcha. And all right, thank you. And then I'm going to move on up here. It is it's exit 24 there at the Pilot Truck Stop. It's backed up 4 miles on I-40 West. Thank you. Appreciate you letting us know that, okay? Appreciate you letting us know that. All right. I've asked a question, and I don't know exactly what we're referring to because I don't know the bill numbers. And so give me a little more information on that. And I think I know where you're going, but I don't want to miss it about that. All right? Yeah. All right. Let me just say that we try to get everything going. We try to get today. We've had the video channel in a loop. It's been a promotion that I did, they've been doing it over and over and over. They've been working on what's called the latency issue. Latency is when you have something that slows down, and it's late, and latency is how you remember that. But what happens is that the voices don't match the video, and that is always a problem with digital. I see it on the 6 o'clock news. I see it all the time now that we're in digital. And I don't know exactly how to explain it. Well, let me see if I can say it this way. All right, if we've got a 6-lane highway and the 3-4 lanes on the left are blocked, but the right lane is open, and then the lane next to it's open, But all that traffic on the other side is having to merge into that one lane. So the right-hand lane, it's going on by pretty quick. But that's the only one of the other lane over is the left-hand lane, and there's three lanes of trying to merge the traffic, trying to get in there. Which is slower? The left lane, because you got three lanes trying to merge into it. Well, imagine video as being those four lanes of traffic or five lanes of traffic, and imagine audio as being one lane of traffic, and it's all on a six-lane highway. And again, the left four lanes, let's do it that way, left four lanes are blocked. And so all of those traffic's having to squeeze into that one lane from those other four lanes. And then on the other side, that other lane, it's not blocked. So you got two lanes moving and four stopped. So which is the slower? Well, the left hand's going to be the slower, correct? Because the right lane doesn't have people merging through two lanes of traffic to get in it. That's how video and audio work. Because of compression, because that when your data providers, the way they control data usage is they drop packets. And I was using the analogy with our engineer. I said, yeah, 1 out of 10. He said, try it the other way around. He said, try 1 getting through and 10 being turned back. He said, that's what they do. He said, so the sampling rate is what they call it and the drop rate. And so when they throttle back on digital, it slows down, and the longer it plays, the slower the video side of it gets. Okay, so the longer the thing is, the worse the latency gets, because all those packets are trying to cram in there, and they're trying to get in order. And so they got to arrive, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Well, if they're not in order, then it can't go ahead and produce the next one. So it's waiting for the other one to get there. It's complicated, but it's called digital delay. And we experience it constantly. Right now, I cannot push the FM button and talk because there is a digital delay on the FM, and it drives me crazy to hear myself echoing in my ears. I can't do it. The AM is worse than that, and it's because of the processing, and it's because of the way we're getting it there. The day was I required all announcers to listen to the AM radio. Sometimes they would put it on program and listen to the board. If I caught them, they'd get in trouble. Because I didn't want them listening to the board. I want them listening to what you were listening to. So that anything went wrong, they would know it. If they had two songs playing at the same time or they had dead air, they would know it. It is theoretically possible to come in here and have music in here just blaring and not one thing go out over the radio if you got the wrong button pushed. But if you're listening to the radio, you can't do that. You can't make that mistake. Here's the problem. Now you can't listen to the radio and talk. There's too much delay in it because of digital processing. So anyway, that's what it is. We can do a little bit about it, but even the big TV stations can't fix it. Even the big film companies can't fix it. I mean, kind of America's kind of gotten used to it, truthfully. I mean, the words don't match the mouth. That's pretty typical. It really is. It's pretty typical. And again, the longer you're live, the worse it gets. So one of the things about Roku, and I know Roku does it, I don't know if some of the other streaming services does it or not. If you watch us on Roku and you listen on the radio, it'll drive you crazy. Because Roku will be about 30 seconds behind, something like that. And here's the thing about that. It's on purpose. Bottom line, Roku has like a buffer. And it allows all the packets to get assembled, and then it sends them out in the right order. So it's actually got like a memory in it, and it deliberately delays it and then sends it all out, and it lets everything get in line and sends it out. That's how they get such a good picture quality, is they get all the packets arriving, and then they ship it out together. So you don't get some, not all of it, but that's how some of the video apps work. So once again, let me move off of that, and let's go back to how you can get a hold of Share-a-thon, okay? How can we do that? Well, the Share-a-thon will begin again. We'll open the phones at 4:00 on Sunday afternoon. We'll begin service at 5:30. Brother Brian McBride will preach. And again, it is not open to guests. I apologize to the public. I apologize, and that's just where we are. It's COVID, so this is our virtual Share-a-thon. We will, and then Monday morning at 7:15, we will go live over 50,000 watt WGCR AM, 94.9 FM in off of Shuford Mountain. We'll be live on WGCR.net. This is the audio. We'll be live on WGCR Music Channel. We'll be live on the WGCR Preaching Channel. We'll preempt the preaching and the music, and we'll be having Share-a-thon on both of those channels. And so that's how you can listen to us. You can download our app to pick those up, or you can log on to the website at work and listen to us. WGCR Preaching, WGCR Music, WGCR.net. All of those will get you the audio. Then, for video, you can, for the services, watch on Facebook, Anchor Broadcasting. You can just, but all you'll get is an occasional clip that's posted, but the only thing we carry live on Facebook are the services, not the fundraising. So you can do that on the Facebook side. You can also go to WGCR Video. It's available on the app. It's also available on the website, WGCR Video. Then you can go to anchorbaptist.org, and we'll be simulcasting the church channel. And so our church channel will be simulcasting Share-a-thon as well. So you can pick us up there. And again, that's also on the app. If you'll pull over the tray at the top left, slide your screen to the right, you'll see it. Watch Anchor Baptist, our services live. You touch that, it'll take you right into Share-a-thon. You can log into the video channel on on your computer at work. You're welcome to do that. If you don't have the app, you can log in on the computer, WGCR Video, WGCR.net. Just go into that URL and then click on Channels, WGCR Video. And then if you're wanting to watch it on a television, you can watch us on TV. You sure can. We have three main things that we transmit over. We have apps for Amazon Fire television. We have an app for Roku television, and we also have an app for Apple television, and you can pick us up on those three. But I would say this, please test that, please check that, please look at that. We have the video channel that's going to be up over the weekend, so folks can test that, and so you can be watching. It'll be Share-a-thon's past, and so you can test it and make sure that you've got it. And don't wait until Monday morning. Monday morning's a tough time for us. And if you wait till then and say, I can't get it, I don't know that anybody's going to be able to help you anytime soon, okay? So, yeah, so please do that right away. And even today, it's getting late because a lot of our folks not going to be gone tomorrow, you know, because we're going to work all week next week, okay? So we hope that a lot of folks will get to watch, but maybe people who never have before. And so this is what we're doing. We've worked on the streaming to where we have a bigger multi-bit rate system. And this is for people that have slower systems, especially in the third world. In the third world, they can't watch us. They don't have moving pictures. It's frames almost, you know. And it just was almost like still, and then it'll move a minute, and then it'll go still again. And that little crazy wheel of death spins, you know, while it's loading, 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 loading. Well, that a lot of that's been taken away with, and we had to go in debt a little bit, but you know, we could. We tried to go the inexpensive route; it wouldn't work. We did try it, but it didn't work. And so, when we looked at all of it, we said, you know, there's so much riding on this Share-a-thon. We cannot afford for this thing to crash. So go ahead and get two of the good encoders and have a backup. And by having one backing up the other, if we have a system failure, we can switch over. I always hate putting in new equipment because here's the way electronics work. They will quit in the first shortly after you get them during what's called the burn-in. If they're going to quit, they'll quit during the burn-in. I've been told when you buy a new television, plug it in, turn it on, don't turn it off while you've got your... while you've got your warranty where you can still take it back to the store. Turn it on, leave it on, let it burn in, and see if it's going to go out. It'll go out, you know, within the first week or two. Just turn it on, leave it on. Then after that, it'll probably last for years. And then it's when it gets old that you start having trouble. And so, you know, that's kind of the way it was with our stuff. And it it collapsed on us. And so we had some real issues, okay? And right now we are issuing from here. We have 10 video streams going out of here. Now, what that simply means is we are feeding all the things I talked about separately. So we have all these different things going out of here, multi-rates, different languages as far as like Apple, Roku, Amazon, all those are languages, computer languages. The same thing for the audio apps and all that. So it's very complicated how it does it. But imagine everything I'm saying is running through these encoders that in turn send it all over the place. And part of it's going through Atlanta. Part of it, I'm not sure where it's going through, just to be honest with you. It can go through a number of places. It can be sourced out of foreign countries, truthfully, because it's a worldwide company that we use. The biggest in the world is our server group, and they're the largest in the world. And that's who we sub through. There was a time that you actually logged into this building. Can you imagine that? Remember when we used to say, now don't log in to Share-a-thon if you can listen to on the radio because you'll bump somebody off? You remember those days? I remember them well. But we way past that. Yeah, way, 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 way past that. So, and it's a good thing. We're glad. The number of folks that watch us and that listen to us is staggering. And I'm not just telling you that. Staggering to see how many folks and all the different places that listen and watch. It's amazing. And we say to God be the glory. All right. I was just asked about the equality bill, H.R. 5. We knew it was coming. But it will make preaching the whole counsel of God, it'll make it illegal in the United States. And they have the votes to pass it, by the way. And so they have the votes to pass it in the House. They have the votes in the Senate, we believe, to pass it. And, of course, the White House will sign it. And so, there's some tough times ahead. And it'll be like it was with taking the Bible reading out of school and taking prayer out of school. They'll pass it, but they won't do anything about it initially. But they'll slowly work into it. And you'll see that take place. You'll see it. And, it's coming. Our religious liberties, well, we voted them out in November. And we voted against religious liberty in this country. And now it's about political correctness. Now it's about saying the right thing and not offending anyone. The problem is I can't find in my Constitution where you have the right to be offended. I've got one in the car. And I've read that thing side to side, and I can't find where you have the constitutional right not to be offended. Can't find it. But we're making it one. Now forget my rights. But God help you, if you get offended, now you have all the rights. And that's wrong. That's wrong. All right, let's focus on Share-a-thon. On this coming Sunday night, we've got the Johnson family, the Huggins family, and the McBrides going to be singing for us this coming Sunday night starting at 5:30. On Monday, March the 1st, we've got Brother Brian Coates, we've got the Rogers family, we've got Brother Robbie Mullinax coming to be with us. We've got the High Top Mountain Harmony and the Johnsons singing for us on Monday. On Tuesday, Brother Eddie Connard's coming in to sing. The Elledge sisters are coming. The Johnsons, the Rogers, and Brother Reggie Sadler and his family will be here on Tuesday. On Wednesday, it's the Thren family, the Rogers family, and High Top Mountain Harmony. Of course, the McBrides are here all week. For Thursday, Brother Brian Coates, the Thren family, the Rogers family, the Brady Rochester family is going to join us, and also the Mark Wheeler family. On Friday, we've got Brother Eddie Connard, the Thren family, the Rochesters, the King James boys, the Marksmen are going to be here out of Georgia, and the Raines family are coming. On Saturday, we got the Johnsons, we got Middlecross, the Rochesters will stay over, Raven Creek's going to join us, the Marksmen will be here, and the Raines family. And then on Sunday, it's Raven Creek, the Hall family, the Johnson family, the Edwards family, and Middlecross, along, of course, with the McBrides. And so what a week of music we're going to have. It is going to be awesome. The services, we'll actually broadcast our services live Sunday morning, starting at 11. Brian McBride will be here preaching, and that will be Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And then we'll come back on that afternoon just before service at 5:30. And again, this coming Sunday, the phones will open at 4. Service begins at 5:30. All right. And then Brian McBride preaching both those services. On Monday morning, Brother Scott Dean will take the pulpit, of course, one of our broadcasters. On Tuesday morning, Brother Doug Raines, again, a broadcaster. On Wednesday morning, the Midway Bible Baptist broadcast, Brother Ricky Lee. On Thursday morning, Brother Jimbo Seaton, Brother Buster Seaton's younger brother. And, of course, they have their broadcast as well. On Friday, Brother Ben Carper with a Bright Spot Hour. All of our broadcasters throughout the morning services. We're excited about that. And then on during the weekdays, it's going to be Brother Brian McBride every day at 2 o'clock, from 2 o'clock Monday through Friday. And then beginning at 5:30 in the afternoons, it will be Brother Rudy Smith, 5:30. It's an unusual time. We're trying to get all of the service in on the AM before it leaves the air. And our new sign-off Monday is 6:45. And so our service time moved up to 5:30. Again, no attendees as far as, you know, visitors. We apologize. These are just broadcast services. They're not open to visitors because of the virus. And then that'll be Monday through Friday, Brother Rudy at the 5:30 hour. And then on Saturday, we've got Brother Scott Matthews in the morning slot at 10 o'clock. He's with the Rochesters, I've known him since his kids. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. And Becky, married Becky, that's right. And then Brother Mark Wheeler of the Marksman, he'll be here for that afternoon service at 5:30, that evening service 5:30 on Saturday. And then, yeah, we're not having the young preachers. We can't because of the problems, and so can't do that this year. And I'm sorry that we can't. So that's the course of the week, and then the second Sunday, we'll be in the 10 o'clock slot. You know, I said that. I guess it's published at 10, isn't it? What does it say? It does say 10. Yeah, we always did that because of lunch, but there's no lunch, and so. But so we'll just keep it at 10 o'clock because that's what we've been all week. So the morning service at 10, the second Sunday, and then the finale service will be at 5:30 the second Sunday. And Brother Brian McBride will preach those. And then I've been talking about how that we'll be able to do some things through a virtual share-a-thon that we've not been able to do before. And here's one of them. Because we're finishing early, we're going to be able to broadcast some old videos from way back, and we're going to reach into what we call our sentimental sermon series. Now, I must confess that the men that are preaching are my favorites, and I'm sorry, I got to pick. I got to pick who, and so I got to pick. Now, I couldn't pick all my favorites, and the problem was some of them I didn't have video of, so I had a long list. And then I had a short list, and then I had those that had the videos. And so that's kind of how we made the decisions. But on Monday night at 7 o'clock, we'll go way back in the archives, and Brother Ralph Sexton Sr. is going to be preaching the famous message, Holy, Holy, Holy. And preachers, you might want to get your pencil, and you might want to get a piece of paper and take notes. That man gives more material, and it's a long message. It took two tapes. We had to splice them, but it's something. It really is. Holy, holy, holy. One of his signature messages, Dr. Ralph Sexton Sr. Of course, all these men are in heaven. On Tuesday night, Brother Lawrence Rhodes taped right here at Share-a-thon years ago, and he preaches on the topic of revival. On Wednesday night, Brother Ray Aiken. Of course, Brother Ray Aiken was my pastor back in the early days, and he was not only my pastor, he was a friend, and he gave the first $1,000 ever given on WGCR, and he preaches a message called Heaven. And I'm sure if he had it to do over again, he would revise it, because the half has never been told. He's experiencing it and has now for several years. But he's going to, as much as this earthly body will allow him, he's going to preach and tell us a little bit about heaven on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Thursday night, March the 4th, Brother Stennett Ballou. He'll be preaching Stop Telling God What You Can't Do and Let God Show You What He Can Do. Thursday night, March the 4th, Brother Stennett Ballou. On Friday night, Brother Mays Jackson, he was a close friend, loved him dearly. And the title of the message is If God Sets Your Barley Fields on Fire, one of his famous messages that God used greatly. And so we appreciate the minister, Brother Mays Jackson, and of course the truck driver special. And then on Saturday night, Dr. Harold B. Seiler. And he is going to be preaching a sermon entitled Baptist Preaching. And so I'm looking forward to hearing that. So these are our Sentimental Sermon Series every night at 7. They'll be aired over the FM, over .net, over the music channel and the preaching channel. And they will be, that's the audio, and then the video will be sent out over the video channel, Roku, Apple, and Amazon. Okay? And so we are hoping that you'll gather around and gather around the television set or gather around the radio and enjoy a share-a-thon with us. Folks, please, not only do we just, I mean, it's fundraising time, obviously. But, you know, this is not ideal. This is not what we had hoped for. We had hoped that we'd be able to have congregate worship, and man, how we need it. But, you know, I can tell you that God can meet with you through the radio. Oh, yeah, God's already done it. God can meet with you through the video. God's already done it. And so this is what we can do right now. Hopefully things are going to change in the near future, but we couldn't wait. And so our budget year ran out, and we just had to go ahead and have our fundraising. And so we hope that you will not make any extra plans. Maybe you'll turn down that overtime at the plant, you know, this weekend, or this coming week, and that you will take some time and listen and watch and let God do something for us. Man, we need to be stirred in the inner man so very desperately. And so will you do that? Will you commit to that? And can I say this? If you don't give a dime, if you'll watch and if you'll listen, and you'll pray, the need will be met. Okay? Now, let me mention this. If you are listening to the sound of my voice and you don't know Christ as your Savior, let me mention to you, and let me say this as a disclaimer, we're not asking you for a thin dime, not a penny. Because we want you to be our honored guest. If you don't know Christ, we don't want you to be concerned about any pleas that we might make. We don't want you to do that. We want you to focus on the message and song, the message and sermon. We want God to speak to your heart, and we're trusting that the Lord will save somebody during the days of Share-a-thon. And then for those who are redeemed by the grace of God, we're not asking for your tithes. Those belong to your local church. And if you can, you don't need to mail them. You need to take them. If you can. If you're not, in the high-risk category and you're physically able, you need to carry that down to the church house. And obviously not everybody can, and I get that. I know that. But my point is, we're not after the tithes. Pastors, we're not competing for the tithes of your congregation. No. Don't believe in that. I'm one of those old storehouse tithers. Oh, I believe you're supposed to tithe at the local church that you're a member of. That's what I believe. So I do believe that. We've had some issues through the years with others, people who didn't believe that, but I believe it. And so I do. I believe it and believe it strongly. But I want to say this, that we're not asking for your tithe money. We're not even asking for you to give us your faith promise money. not your Christian school, you know, your material or your Christian school tuition. We're not asking you to give that. What we are asking you to give is of your disposable income, money that you have control over. Don't pledge your house payment. Don't pledge your light bill. Don't pledge your car payment. You've already pledged those. That part of your salary is pledged. You can't pledge something's done pledged. If you use the power, it's pledged. If you drove the car, it's pledged. If you lived in the house, it's pledged. What I'm saying is everybody has some disposable income. That's what we buy our Little Debbie cakes with. That's what we drink our Diet Mountain Dews, you know, with. That's that little extra. That's where we buy our, you know, the things that we recreate. That's where our recreation comes from. So I said, I don't got no recreation. Well, if you like me and my wife, we don't really either. But, you know, eating out's a recreation to us. I like to eat out. Hurt me, man, when we couldn't. I like to eat out. I do. I like to eat out. And so that's kind of our recreation. We eat out. And we don't go to the movies. We don't, you know, do a lot of other things. But we do eat out. And that's kind of my recreation. Well, you know, I don't have to do that, but I like to do it when I got the money to do it. I remember a time was I didn't have any money to do it. But, you know, if I've got that disposable income, that's money that I choose what I'm going to do with it. And that's what we're talking about making pledges from. And we take pledges very seriously, meaning that God said that if you pledge a pledge, it's better not to vow a vow than to vow a vow and break it. So when you make a pledge, it is something that you fully intend to keep in the coming year. Okay? And of course, it's not hard and fast, but obviously the budget runs from the 1st of April through the end of March. That's the radio budget. And it's something we hope that you can pay in that time frame. Also, I have had folks that have come up to me and told me, said, Preacher, I didn't play a pledge 5 years ago. What do I need to do? And I've said, well, what do you think you ought to do? They say, well, I feel funny about pledging a new pledge when I've still got an old one that I didn't pay. And I said, well, in that case, won't you just take that money and pay that old pledge? And that way you'll have a clean conscience about that thing. Now, so you know, I saw run into somebody one time, and apparently I didn't hold my mouth right, or I didn't, I'm not sure what I didn't do right. I don't know what it was. But anyway, they thought that I knew that I hadn't paid their, that they hadn't paid their pledge, and that I high-hatted them because they hadn't paid their pledge. Well, number one, I ain't near that much on the ball to remember. Number two, I don't even know. I don't even know. I have no idea who pays them and who doesn't. They do in the office, but I don't know. And so I assure you, I might have had something else in my mind. I might have had a bad day. I might have had indigestion. I don't know what it was. But I assure you it wasn't because you hadn't paid your pledge. Now that I can promise you, okay, because I didn't know a thing about it. But somebody accused that. And that, no. I said at the beginning, this is kind of bittersweet. And what I mean by that is that it's the one time a year that we ask for ourselves. And that's the bitter part. The sweet part is to see how God has supplied through the years. I've said many times, I do not take for granted the fact because God did it last year, that that's any guarantee God will do it again this year. Understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I don't have faith. It's not that. And by the way, I don't have faith. What I am saying is I know me and I know my righteousness. And here's the thing. I know every staff member really well. And if you combine every one of us, we don't deserve your sacrifice. There's no way that we deserve widows taking part of their Social Security check and send it down here to Sheraton. We do not deserve that. But can I say, the Savior's worthy of that. So we don't come in our name, we come in His name. The Savior's worthy. I've had people throughout the years who say, now, preacher, if we can ever help you, let us know. All right, I'm letting you know. This year's scary. No suit man, no missionary displays, no three meals a day downstairs, no crowds in the sanctuary. It's scary. We're on new ground. We ain't never been here before. We don't know what to think. We don't know. We just don't know. And God's people, I mean, I don't know how it's going to be. But I had a pastor call me, and I really appreciated what he said. He said, I just want you to know the churches are behind you. And I said, well, thank you, brother. He said, no, listen to me. He said, the churches are behind you. Well, churches are a big part of our budget. You know that. Church giving. And if your church does a share-a-thon offering, then by all means, you give through your church. By all means. But if you got a special day or something you want announced and you want, then obviously you do that as the Lord leads. But we're not, again, trying to take away even from the group offering that your church is going to give. But as much as lies within me, this is one time that I'm asking for your prayers and for your standing with us. Since 1987, I've sat behind this microphone. And every year, the last thing I say before Share-a-thon starts, I always have this same feeling right in the pit of my stomach, like somebody's kicked me. And it hasn't changed in all these years. And I've got it today. But the Lord knows. It's His. We've given it to Him. If He's done with us, then hallelujah. If we've run the course and this is it, then hallelujah. But as things continue to grow and we continue to see God's hand, we just pray that He allows us. But here's the thing. There's going to be a vote taken. It starts on Sunday, and it'll be a vote for 8 days. And it is, the vote will be taken every day. You can vote as many times as you like. A referendum on whether or not this station's done a good job, a referendum on whether or not this station served the public interest, a referendum whether or not this station's been true to the book, a referendum whether or not the music that we play has been true to the book. All that's going to go on this next week. And somebody said, well, we don't have no control of that thing. Of course you do. You can choose not to support it. And we'll go away. Of course you do. You have all control. Our little congregation cannot support this radio station. Now, that's a fact. Although we the church kicks in what we can, but we just can't do it. It's way bigger than that. And so without outside help, that we would not be able to broadcast. Okay? The day sponsors have not changed. 400 on the AM, 300 on the network. Same as last year. Our goals have not changed. We're asking the same amount that we did at the beginning of last year's Share-a-thon. And our costs have gone up, but we're not going to change it. Most of you didn't get a raise, and we're just going to have to freeze it. We're going to have to hold it. And so the Lord knows. COVID didn't take Him by surprise. And by the grace of God, we'd like to continue to broadcast for a number of years till the Lord comes, or whichever comes first. But it's totally in His hands, and it's totally in the hands of our listeners. I'm Pastor Randy Barton, and I want to say thank you for the honor that it has been to sit behind this microphone now for these 34 years. Yeah, I've spent a big part of my life here. As a matter of fact, I have spent more of my life behind the microphone than without. I've spent the majority at this point of my life. I never thought about it just then. The majority of my life's been spent behind this microphone. And it's been a great privilege. And we appreciate very much all that the Lord has done. And so we are asking God to help us in the midst. Our Father, in the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus, we commit and commission the 2021 virtual Share-a-thon to the glory of God. And may every song that's sung, may every sermon that's preached have the unction and touch of God. And Lord, may every announcement and all the announcers, Lord, may they be sensitive to the leadership of the Spirit of God. And Lord, may this be a week like none other. And Lord, would you inhabit your praise and tabernacle among us? Lord, how we need you. So Lord, if you would, I'm asking you, not because we deserve it, but we ask you, by the grace of God, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And we'll try to get out of the way and give you the glory. For we ask it in Christ's holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board with us. The next time you hear my voice, it'll be introducing the service at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon. And then again, at the beginning of the 10, 2, and 5:30 services, Monday through Friday, 10 and 5:30 on Saturday, and then 10 and 5:30 on Sunday. I'm glad to report to you that in the midst of COVID, in the midst of a liberal House, Senate, and White House, in the midst of times that are so uncertain, I'm glad to report to you, as the Carr family sing, God's still faithful. Pastor Barton, till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.